Welcome to EPL Today. This is the podcast where we just talk about Premier League and the whole world of football. We're really excited as this is our second episode and we're just going to be going through the first game week. Let's do this.
Alright, so I'll just go through the fixtures. But before we do that, my name's Sankara and my co-host today is Misha. Alright, so we're going to go through the fixtures first of all. So Fulham v Arsenal, Liverpool v Leeds, West Brom vs Leicester City, Sheffield United vs Wolves, Crystal Palace vs Southampton, West Ham vs Newcastle, Tottenham vs Everton and Brighton vs Chelsea. Of course, because of the short preseason, teams that competed in the European semi-finals will not be competing in the first game week and their games have been postponed to give them a bit more time to prepare.
Okay, Fulham Arsenal. For this game, I'm gonna go with a scoreline of 2-0 to Arsenal. I think it's gonna be a brace for Aubameyang. And Fulham, just as I said in the first episode when we did our Premier League predictions, if you haven't seen that, go back and watch that. If you haven't seen that, I said that Fulham just don't have enough quality to stay up. And I think Arsenal are going to do very well this season. I can see an Aubameyang brace in this game. 2-0 to Arsenal.
Alright, so for me, I'm going to go 3-0 Arsenal. I think there's a lot of new signings in. You know, I think the big one is William joining David Luiz again. You know, I've been seeing some Instagram pictures of them reuniting their bromance, as well as Aubameyang and William seem to be pretty close. I think there's a lot of, you know, Gabriel, of course, posted with David Luiz today, saying I'm learning a lot from David. I think there's a lot of excitement within Arsenal. I think this is the perfect game for them because, you know, look, Fulham, I'm not very confident. Defensively, they're not great. I think there's a lot of excitement within Arsenal at the moment. And I think this could create a lot of confidence for them and give them a great start. So in my opinion, I'm going to go 3-1. I think Fulham will get a goal. I think their attack is all right. I think it's good enough to score against that Arsenal defense. I think Arsenal's defense will be a lot better this year, but I still think they'll concede a few goals, especially since I don't know if Arteta's going to start Gabriel and Saliba together or he goes a back three. We don't know. So yeah, I think 3-1, Abba 2, and Nicolas Pepe 1. Yeah.
That's a good shout. I just don't see
Fulham. And Mitrovic, Mitrovic 1 goal as well.
That's a good shot, but I just don't see Fulham scoring in this game. I think Bernd Leno is a very, very good goalkeeper, and I think he's just going to do so much better this season, even though he had such a good season last year. And I think they're just not going to concede in this game. So we'll move on to Crystal Palace versus Southampton. In this game, I'm going to go with 2-1 to Southampton. I think Danny Ings will score. And I'm not sure who else will score for Southampton. I think Batshuayi will get a debut goal if he does play. I'm not sure if he will start this first game week, but if he does, I'm going with a Batshuayi goal. 2-0 to Southampton. They've just got a lot of quality up front. I'm not sure about the defense, but they've got a decent keeper in
McCarthy.
Yeah. So, I'm going 2-1 to Southampton.
I'm going to go another 3-1 scoreline. I think Southampton's attack is fantastic this season. I think they're going to score a lot of goals. You know, and they're pretty entertaining to watch. So, I think, yeah, I'm going a pretty decent scoreline, 3-1. I don't think Crystal Palace's defense will be able to stop the likes of Danny Ings and the many attacking players Southampton have. So I reckon 3-1, Danny Ings 2 goals. And I'm going to go Ward-Prowse as 1. I think he may get a little banger outside. Yep, all right. So let's move on to Liverpool versus Leeds United.
This
Leeds
is a very big,
Highly anticipated game.
As Leeds, in their first game back in the Premier League, a lot of excitement from Leeds United fans. I think Leeds are going to be very good this season, but I don't think they're going to have enough for this first game. I'm going to go 3-1 to Liverpool.
All right, that's a pretty big score. Look, I think, yeah, I don't want to do another 3-1, but I think I'm actually going to do 2-1 Liverpool. I think it will be a bit of a tight one. I think Leeds, there'll be a lot of excitement coming out of Leeds. First game in the Premier League for like 16 years, something crazy like that. There'll be a lot of excitement. So yeah, 2-1 Liverpool. Sadio Mane and Salah on the score sheet. And you know what? I'm actually going to go Rodri for one goal. I think he'll get his first goal. Or Patrick Bamford. Yeah, I think one of those guys. All right, let's move on to West Ham versus Newcastle.
West Ham, Newcastle. I think West Ham will be quite bad this season. Their players are just very inconsistent. But in the first game week, I'm going to go 2-1 to West Ham. I think Felipe Anderson will get one goal, even though he wasn't the greatest last season. And I think that Mikel Antonio is going to get a goal for West Ham. But on the other side, I think Newcastle, Callum Wilson, a goal in his debut.
You think a goal on his debut for Callum Wilson? Maybe Ryan Fraser assist for that? I'm going to go on a 1-1 draw. I think West Ham, you know, I'm interested to see how Antonio comes back. You know, he had a fantastic restart. Played some top football. One of the most player of the month. First ever player of the month in the month of July in Premier League history. Was really, really good. So I think if he can come out hot like he did, you know, I think there is a bit of hope around West Ham to be all right this season. There's been a lot of backlash in the club recently. So I'm interested to see. With Newcastle, yeah, I think Callum Wilson will get on the score sheet. I don't know if he'll play or not. I'll see. They may see fitness. I don't know. But yeah, I think 1-1. West Ham, Antonio. Antonio scores. And I'm actually going to go Saint-Maximin for a goal. Sorry, I said Callum Wilson earlier, but I actually think Saint-Maximin, I really like him. I think he's going to get even better this season. So excited to watch him play.
That's a good shot. 1-1 draw. For this game, I'm going to go with another low score in Leicester versus West Brom. I'm going to say 1-0 to Leicester. Leicester are a very good team with lots of quality in their team. And I don't think West Brom are going to do that good this season. But I'm just going to go with a small 1-0 win to Leicester City. I think a goal maybe from Jamie Vardy. He's a very good striker. Yeah, I'm going to go 1-0.
I'm going to go 2-0 Leicester. I think Jamie Vardy will get on the score sheet. And I'm also going to go... Who am I going to go? Is Madison back? Or is he still injured?
He's back.
He's back. If Madison's back, I think he's on the score. So I think 2-0. Madison's huge for Leicester. If he's available for the whole season, there's a lot of pressure on him to step up, to become that next level player. You know, there is a lot of pressure, but I think he'll live up to it. So, yeah, I'm excited about this one. I think, yeah, 2-0. West Brom. Look, I'm not confident in West Brom. Fulham and West Brom, not very confident. A bit worried about them. So, yeah, let's move on.
Yeah, very big game now. We move on to Tottenham versus Everton. And I'm going to go for a very controversial scoreline. I'm going to go 2-0 to Everton.
2-0.
Everton have invested so much, and I think they're gonna have a very good start to the season. I don't think Tottenham are gonna do too well in the Premier League this season. I think they'll be focusing on FA Cup or Carabao Cup, but I think Tottenham are gonna get better towards the end. But I think Everton are gonna take this one 2-0. Very controversial.
I'm gonna go 2-1 Spurs. I think they're still... My thing with Everton is, yes, you know, look, James Rodriguez only speaks Spanish. So that is one issue. Communication on the pitch. I mean, there is a lot of Brazilians, but they speak Portuguese, of course. But that is one thing I'm a little bit worried about. So I'm going to go 2-1 Spurs. I think Spurs have had quite a bit. You know, they got their signings done quite early in the window, relatively early. And so those players have had time. I mean, Doherty just came back from international duty with Ireland, but I think they've had a bit of time to get to know their teammates. And look, I think Spurs had a pretty alright finish to the season. I think there's a lot of positivity around Mourinho's first ever season. You know, Harry Kane didn't have the greatest international break. You know, pretty disappointed with Gareth Southgate. I think he's under the pressure a little bit. But going back to topic, I think 2-1. I think Everton will struggle for the first few games just to gel. Really, you know, I think there's a big language barrier with James Rodriguez and you know Allen and all those things. So in that sense, I'm a little bit worried about that. So yeah, 2-1 Spurs. I didn't think Harry Kane and Son. Harry Kane and Dele Alli. And then for Everton, I'm going to go for Calvert-Lewin because he's in my fantasy team.
You've got to go for your players. Yeah, I'm going to sound a bit biased here, but in Sheffield United versus Wolverhampton Wanderers, I'm going to go 1-0 to the Blades. I think we've got enough quality to beat Wolves, and we've showed that we can do it against them. Last season, we played very well against them, drawing at 1-1 at Molineux, but winning at Bramall Lane towards the end of the season when we were struggling even. So I'm going to go 1-0 to us this time. I think that Billy Sharp's going to get another first day winner and 1-0 to us.
1-0. So look, I think I'm excited for Wolves. As I said before, I'm really excited about Fabio Silva. I think he's really good. And again, I'm a bit worried about Sheffield. I think they're going to have a bit of second syndrome worries, you know. And so I'm going to go 2-0 to Wolverhampton Wanderers. I think Jimenez and Jimenez is going to get two. I think he's going to have a really good start to the season. Of course, there was rumors of him going to United, but I think those have quieted down quite a bit. But yeah, I think I'm a bit worried about Sheffield. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm not. Wolves, I think, you know, they've had a pretty decent preseason. I mean, they did have the trip to Germany, but I think they're going to have a great season because they don't have European football. They can really focus on the Premier League. So, yeah. And our last fixture of the game week is Brighton versus Chelsea. I think this is, apart from Liverpool and Leeds and Tottenham and Everton, I think this is probably one of the big ones because of Chelsea's huge transfer spending. And, you know, I mean, Lampard confirmed that Ziyech will be out, Chilwell will be out. However, Christian Pulisic, Timo Werner, Kai Havertz are all available. So is Tomori, even though they're Everton rumours. So what do you think about that?
I think we've already seen Brighton and Chelsea play, but you can't take much from
preseason.
But I'm going to go with 2-0 to Chelsea. I think they have got the quality to beat Brighton 2-0. I think Kai Havertz might get a goal and maybe an assist on his debut. I think he's going to have a very good debut if he does start. But yeah, I'm going to go 2-0 to Chelsea.
And also Thiago Silva's out. It also looks like Edouard Mendy is on his way to Chelsea, which is a great, you know, as a Chelsea fan, I'm very excited about that. But focusing on the game, I think I agree. I'm going to go 3-0 with Chelsea. I'm Christian Pulisic, Timo Werner, and Kai Havertz all on the score sheet. I think those are the three main goal scorers. So, yeah, I think that is our Premier League preview. We'll have our transfer recap quickly next.
Now we move on to a transfer recap. We're just going to go through the recent transfers and transfer rumours. And I think we'll just get stuck into it. We've just seen that Fulham have signed Ola Aina on a season-long loan.
What do you think about that?
I think that's a very good signing for them. He's been very good. He hasn't had a full season in the Premier League. He's been out on loan for Chelsea for a few years now. He's been playing at Torino. Now he's back in the Premier League. I think he'll he'll play very well at Fulham. He's gonna, I think he might be a starter there. And yeah, very exciting.
Yeah, I think he'll be a really good player for Fulham. I mean, he's on a season-long loan. So, I mean, that's a pretty good deal for Fulham. I think they're focusing on the fullbacks. I think that's important. Yeah, that's an exciting signing. Lacazette is determined to stay at Arsenal, even though there's been huge reports of him maybe going to Juventus or Atletico Madrid. Do you think would be a successful season for Andrew Lacazette? What do you think would be a good season for him? You know, because he was disappointing in his standards this season. And there was rumours that he would leave Arsenal. But to be honest, I never thought because of the financial climax. But what do you think a successful season for Lacazette would be?
I think Lacazette, he hasn't been great at Arsenal. But I think this season, he says he's determined to stay. I think he's going to enjoy not too much football, but enough to keep him satisfied. I think he can be a very good player coming off the bench for Arsenal. He's got very good chemistry with Aubameyang. And I think they can do a lot if he's coming off the bench, scoring maybe one or two goals every now and again. Yeah, I think he can have a good season if he doesn't mind not starting.
Yeah, I think, you know, there'll be some games I reckon they go two up front. I mean, Aubameyang was playing down the left, so you could have maybe, you know, if Pepe misses a few games once in a while, you could have Abba on the left, Lacazette up front, and then even on the right, William, or between William and Pepe. So I think that's good news for Arsenal fans. I think they still have faith in the 29-year-old now. He's getting on, though.
Yeah, he is.
So this may be the last financial, like, transfer window where he is could command a bit of cash. All right, so let's move on to West Brom.
West Brom, they haven't done much in the transfer window this season, apart from buying back Matias Pereira, who was very instrumental in them getting promoted last season. And now there's talks of Slaven Bilic bringing back Chelsea's former defender and captain, Ivanovic.
I think
he'll be a very good signing, because
free agent, 36-year-old. He'll bring experience. He's a Premier League champion. Champions League, I think. He's a top player. He'll bring experience to that side that I think it needs. There's quite a few young players in there. You know, first time in the Premier League for many of them. So I think it's a great signing. Moving on, you know, Chelsea are very close to completing the deal of Edouard Mendy. I think that's really important for them. I think this is a perfect signing for them, because Edouard Mendy can be there for about 5 years, 6 years at the club. But it's not like he's a Jan Oblak who's just going to take Kepa's spot and we completely give up on Kepa. I think Kepa can still fight for his spot if Edouard Mendy is here. But I'm, as a Chelsea fan, I'm super excited. I think he's a huge fella and we need that. We need that presence in our changing room and in the corners. You know, back to the days of Thibaut Courtois and the likes of Petr Cech, where, you know, corners were not effective to teams. You know, we can see a lot of goals from set pieces, especially corners. So I think having a big fella like him, I think he's like 6'5", 6'6", massive wingspan. So I think he's a massive addition to the squad.
Yeah, I think it's a good signing for Chelsea. I think Kepa has one season of starting in him. If he doesn't play up to scratch, I think Edouard Mendy can come in next season, maybe even towards the end of this season, and play very well. It's a very good signing for them.
So the rumors are that Jadon Sancho will not push a move out of Dortmund. Out of respect for Dortmund. Despite, you know, he does want the move to United, apparently. There was rumors recently that he has agreed terms with United. Mish, what do you think about this whole Jadon Sancho situation? We know Dortmund are very stubborn when it comes to transfers. And have, in the last few years, accumulated huge amount of money from young players, especially wingers, in the sense. And, you know, have done successful in breeding young players and then turning them into huge, massive profits. They're stuck on 120 million euros. Do you think United will just give in? You know?
What I think is that Jadon Sancho's got a season or two left at Dortmund. the thing is, if Dortmund do give up on the transfer and they let him go, I don't think that's smart for them. Because the thing is, they need to be challenging with Bayern Munich. The last 2-3 seasons, they've been very good. But they haven't been at that place where they can win the Bundesliga because Bayern Munich have been so dominant. And I think Bayern Munich are very, very good this season as well. But Dortmund, if they do keep Jadon Sancho, they still have a big chance of winning the Bundesliga. But I do think if they let him go, then they've got to rebuild. Even though they've got lots of young players and they do have the money to spend if they sell him to get a player to replace him. But I don't think they'll win the Bundesliga if they lose him.
I mean, the rumors were that they were going from Memphis to Depay. Of course, he's busy right now. Koeman really wants him at Barcelona. You know, I think Depay is a fantastic player. Do you think Depay could be a good replacement for Sancho and could help United win that league?
I do think that Depay would be a good replacement, but Jadon Sancho is just such a good
player. He's fantastic.
He's very athletic, he's very fast, and he's very young. And the thing is, Dortmund, they'll have maybe one or two seasons in him, but by that time he'll be 23 and he'll want to move to a very, very big side in Europe. And the thing is,
but is United that right now? That's
right now.
My question is United as big as Dortmund?
That's why I'm saying they need to keep him for another season. And that's why I think he won't want to go to United this season. He want to see what they do in the next one or two seasons, and then he can make a move.
So do you think? I think United personally need to get him. I think he will really put pressure on the Man City's and Liverpool's. I think he's a really good player. I think he could push them into a top three team. I think he would be a fantastic signing for them. It's just a question of, are they ready to pay the big bucks? You know, last season, of course, spent quite a bit on Wan-Bissaka and Harry Maguire. So are they willing, and then spent a lot of money on Bruno Fernandes in January. So it's a question, are they going to spend the big bucks? Moving on, Carlo Ancelotti, there's been rumours circulating that he set a minimum target for qualifying for Europe this season. That's expected, I feel like. I think Everton, you know, in the last few seasons have had big transfer windows, but have not showed improvement and showed a bit of disappointment. You know, of course, you are a massive fan of Carlo Ancelotti and this Everton side, and you think they could even be pushing for the Champions League. So, that's not much of a surprise that he set the expectation to qualify for Europe this season.
Yeah, it isn't. And I don't want to go on for too long about Carlo Ancelotti. If you want to hear about that, you can go check out our other video on our Premier League predictions for the league table. And I've said that Carlo Ancelotti is a very good manager and he's got the players to back him up. So I really do think that he can make Europe and even maybe push for Champions League. And I just want to quickly stop by at the recent transfers in the Premier League. Sheffield United spending a lot, signing 4 players in the space of 24 hours, signing a very good player in Ethan Ampadu, who's a very young and very good player. And they've just brought in very good backup players. But for us to challenge for top half of the table, challenge for Europa League, I think we need to bring in a very good world-class striker. And that's what Newcastle have done. They brought in Callum Wilson, a very, very good Premier League striker, and Ryan Fraser to play in passes for him so he can become a very good striker in the league.
I mean, the rumours were that Ryan Brewster from Liverpool was a potential target for Sheffield. What do you think he could do to that side? I think, you know, had a great season out alone in Swansea. What do you think he could do for that size? Apparently, Liverpool are open to selling him, but as long as there is a buyback clause.
I think that we've brought in Oliver Burke, and I think he is that Ryan Brewster type player because they're both very young and they both haven't had that much experience, and neither of them have had Premier League experience. Both of them are very good young talents, but they could either be very good or very bad. And I don't think that Rian Brewster is the type of player who can come into the team and score 10 goals a season. And that's what Sheffield United need. And I don't think Rian Brewster is that player.
Bielsa has signed a one-year extension at Elland Road, keeping him there for the 2021 season. A lot of pressure on him right now. Many people are excited to see this Leeds team back in the Premier League. And Jack Wilshere looking like he is leaving West Ham, potentially to Bournemouth, his old club. It looks like he'll go to a championship side.
Yeah, he hasn't done much at West Ham. He came in, it could have been a very good signing. He could have been reborn at West Ham, but that hasn't happened. I think they've got too much competition in that department, as Declan Rice they'll need to do so much to get him out of that spot. But yeah, I think Jack Wilshere going down to the championship, back to Bournemouth, wouldn't be the worst of moves. He hasn't done much, and I'd personally rather start every game in the championship than not play for West Ham.
Yep. Chelsea have just rejected a bid for N'Golo Kanté from Inter Milan. Christian Eriksen was offered, plus cash. What do you think about that deal, Mish?
I think it would be it wouldn't be a very good signing for Chelsea, because I think Christian Eriksen is an attacking midfielder, and they've got a lot of those type of players. They've got Hakim Ziyech, they've got Kai Havertz, they've got Mason Mount. So I don't think that would be a good transfer. N'Golo Kanté for Inter, that's a very good transfer, because they do need an anchor in that team. They've got a good defense, but and they've got a very good attack.
It seems like the backup option is Vidal if they can't get Kanté. Look, there's, you know, and many people are mixed on N'Golo Kanté. You know, didn't have the greatest season, mixed with injuries this year. I still believe he's a fantastic player. You know, we saw that in the France internationals against Croatia, and many of the things. So I think he's still a fantastic player, and has got a few more years in his tank. Moving on.
Newcastle have offered for Boubacari Soumaré from LOSC Lille. £32 million bid. What's it? And I think that would be a very good transfer, but it was rejected by Lille. But now they've brought in Callum Wilson, so they no longer need an out-and-out striker. I think Newcastle are going to do very well this season. I think that's it for today.
Yep, that seems like all for today's transfer recap. Thank you for joining us on our second episode. We'll be doing more episodes coming out very soon, so stay tuned. Thank you very much.
Thank you for tuning into EPL today. We'll see you next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.